Good Friday, the 11th of January. And it's a grey morning, but it's mild. It's calm. And it's actually very pleasant. And it's lighter, even though apparently overcast, with little light coming from the south. The sun comes up. But generally, for the time in the morning, just after 8, it is definitely lighter, which is great. I guess I might say this a lot of mornings. But I just take it as being another step closer to seeing the sun in the morning at this time. And apparently, snow is on the way, it's forecast. But then again, I guess just that little pinch of salt should be taken with all the dramatic reports on the media. Let's just wait and see. And people will complain no matter what. Too much rain, it's too cold. Too much snow, too much frost. A nation. Thank you, Mr. Blackbird. Just fluffed my hair up there. A nation of complainers. A nation of Victor Meldrews. Which I think, no, I know, I've become over the past few years. Try not to be cynical now and just. That's the plans for this year, by the way. Did I mention that? That was my plan for this year. No New Year resolutions. None whatsoever. Stopped doing that a while ago. I just decided to try and do something, but not resolutely, but try and do it. And this year it's to be less cynical. Okay. So, it's a wonderful morning. And the world is a beautiful place, isn't it? Really. We gripe, we groan, and we moan. But my goodness, you know, what a wonderful planet we stay on. And just make of it what you want to make of it. As I said, that people here, I hear them complain about the weather. Well, just have a look at Australia just now. My wife is worried because her brother and his family are over there in the regions of Australia that are having these massive bushfires and 50 degrees centigrade. And they're crying out for rain. So, I'm not going to complain if it rains or snows or whatever. I'd rather have this than have that devastation, which happens every year to varying degrees, by the way. I've been over there and I've seen it happen, and it goes like a flying train, these bushfires. Terrible things. Anyway, I think no matter where you are in the world, I know Ian Cath's over there, but I'm not quite sure where Ian is. I think he's about Melbourne way or Brisbane or something. He may be getting caught up in this. I wonder. Just came to mind about Ian there. Maybe I should ask him. See if he's okay. But no matter where you are in the world, should really just love the weather you're getting, because after all, if you don't like the weather you get annually, move. Just move. Find a place that suits you better. People in Australia put up with bushfires because they love the sunny climb, the normal sunny climb, and the whole family atmosphere that is Australia, because it is, it's one of the friendliest places on earth. How did I get from here to Australia? My goodness. I was faster than a speeding bullet there. Shot around the world in a couple of seconds. The boardroom, as you can hear, is very busy this morning. The guys are having a real old set-to up there. I wonder if they're discussing the weather. Most probably, and probably more intelligently than us humans know the weather or predict the weather. Yes, it's very chatty this morning, isn't it? Everywhere. Even a marauding horde of crows flying overhead. Actually, I rather like crows and rooks. I think they're real characters. A wonderful, calm, quiet, still, fresh morning. Spring is just around the corner.